What is the one thing you wanted to accomplish in life but never got around to? Maybe it's learning a new language or spending more time with your family or starting a nonprofit. For the Tuttle family, it was travel, and after years of putting it off, they finally hit the road. Now they're hoping to inspire others to do the same. Abukar Adan has our story.
In a small town in the foothills of western Maine, the Tuttles gather to spend the evening together. The children are in the front yard, swinging from trees and playing an intense game of hide-and-go-seek. Their parents are in the kitchen preparing supper. It's a typical American scene. The family's journey here to Rumford, though, is anything but.
So we looked on Google Earth and we're like, okay, it's not, you know, let's just go.
Donnie and Christine Tuttle come from Gainesville, Florida. The couple have 8 children together. 2 Christmases ago, the family took a spontaneous vacation north. The kids had never seen snow. The family decided to rent a cabin in Upper Michigan. They did not see snow, but Donnie says they discovered something far more valuable by asking themselves a simple question.
What if we could always do this? What if life could actually be this way?
And that simple inquiry brought about what they call the Go Live on Purpose movement. Their objective is to bring a community of like-minded individuals who are willing to sacrifice comfort for passion. For this family, living on purpose has meant moving to a different part of the country every 90 days, which they say is just about enough time to experience each place for all its glory. But travel, Christine Tuttle explains, is not what the Living on Purpose movement is about.
And this isn't a thing like, hey, let's all travel together. It's not even about that. It's about helping people to understand that there's something in them. And it might be travel. It might be to sell it all and travel the world.
Or, she says, it might be about spending more time with family, pursuing an artistic endeavor, or simply starting a garden. And, says Donnie, it's about simplifying your life.
We got rid of everything and being free from having to care for all of our junk and not having to pay for those regular life expenses has freed us to be able to do this at the same cost or actually, so far, less.
They're not rich. Their ability to move every 3 months is made possible by a minimalist lifestyle, meticulous planning, and a genuine desire to travel. It helps that Donnie's a consultant for a sales company, which allows him to work remotely. Before a move, Christine consults HomeAway.com or Airbnb in search of rates as low as $40 a night. They save money by renting for months at a time and during the off-season.
Leaving for me wasn't really, you know, that crazy.
Justin Tuttle is the couple's 22-year-old son.
But, dude, I'm enjoying it. I'm having the time of my life. My family's everything. So, you know, wherever they go, I'm cool.
But it hasn't always been easy, says Justin's 17-year-old sister, Sava.
It was just really tough because I got really close to people and I had to drift away from them and start over. And now, like, I have no friends, but that's okay because it's helping me work on myself a little more.
There is one thing the whole family can agree on, however. The endless hours on the road, homeschooling, hiking, and camping together have brought the family much closer.
Yeah, it's definitely strengthened the family ties, you know, friendships. Like, my brothers are my closest friends, for sure.
The Tuttles came to Rumford from Charlestown, Rhode Island, their very first destination, and the children will help decide where they go next. They've set forth their best arguments, and the verdict is in. It's Utah. And after that, they will take their first international trip to Chile.
And then the reason there is because I was born there, and I want the kids to experience that culture and their heritage. So to put them in school, it's just for the language immersion.
But for now, the Tuttles are focused on the present and on taking in everything that Maine has to offer. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Abukar Adan.